Sure, now almost everybody here has got a wireless earphone of some sort, or you've got one on one of your video games, or you've used one at some time. That's a technology that comes directly from the wireless headsets that were developed for the Apollo program. So here's Armstrong actually wearing his Snoopy hat, as they called it, with the two wireless mics. And the company that developed those for NASA is still developing wireless headsets today. They've been one of the pioneers in that field right the way through. Apollo also helped to give us the cordless household equipment. So, for example, Black and Decker actually had developed some early cordless tools, but they then worked with NASA on developing the cordless lunar drill. And that research gave the impetus then to the later development of things like the Dustbuster or the cordless drill and that whole range of cordless tools that, you know, I'm sure you're using at home. They all come out of NASA's need for reliable battery-powered tools that could be used, especially in the vacuum of space. Heat-resistant materials. After the loss of the Apollo 1 crew in 1967, NASA put a lot of research into developing heat-resistant materials for spacesuits and flight suits. Now, of course, those materials can be used by firefighters. They're used by racing car drivers. They're also used in the military. In a similar way, the cooling garments that NASA originally developed to go under an astronaut's spacesuit are now used for what they call cool suits. So they can be used in areas like... if you're going into... where you're having to... get my tongue around this. When you have to work in an area where you may be in a high temperature environment, or perhaps when you're wearing a radiation suit and you need cooling underneath it, these cool suits have come out of that original technology. And in fact, there's an interesting variant that's been created specifically for people who have a very rare disease which prevents their body from properly cooling itself. And so NASA-derived cooling suits can actually help these people keep their bodies at good temperatures. In fact, NASA filtering technologies have been used to develop gas masks for soldiers and also lightweight gas masks for firefighters who now don't have to carry a huge oxygen tank on their back because of the development that's enabled the oxygen tank to be miniaturised and carried on the waist and then with a lightweight mask. So these all, you know, assist the firefighting community. There's quite a number of firefighting tools that have been developed through NASA research, as well as the jaws of life that we'll see just in a moment. Scratch-resistant sunglasses actually come to us care of the coatings that were originally applied to the visors of Apollo astronauts. And as I mentioned, the jaws of life, they come out of technology that was originally used in the clamps that hold down the space shuttle at launch. Variable level smoke detectors, these were originally invented for the use on the Skylab space station. The space blanket, I'm sure most of you have either heard of them or seen them or probably used them at some time. Very thin sheet of mylar plastic with a metallised coating. And this is a technology that NASA first developed back at the end of the 50s and used in two inflatable satellites. They were like giant balloons floating around the Earth that were made of aluminised mylar. They were called Echo 1 and Echo 2 back in the early 60s.